Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music from Imrie and Henry. I bring it on Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special, and occasionally put in an odd thing like a reading, a joke, a story, and I call those things Wombats. And that's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music. And I do have a wombat tonight. And we're a little heavy on the gospel tonight. We've got 5 gospel tunes in here and some banjo stuff, quite a variety. Even some South American music thrown in there. So we're going to start off with one of the classic group songs, one of my favorite songs to sing and to lead, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? This version is by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band with Johnny Cash and Ricky Skaggs. And they do a great job with the song. Great song to lead in a group. Will the Circle Be Unbroken?
Slow, for this lady you are carrying
just listened to Will the Circle Be Unbroken by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band with Johnny Cash and Ricky Skaggs. Next up is an instrumental. It's Jerusalem Ridge. And I was going to introduce it by saying anything's got a banjo and a fiddle in it, I'm all for. But I listened to it, and it doesn't have much of a banjo in it. It's got a fantastic guitar solo and an incredible mandolin solo in there. And the fiddle is just the best. This is, I love the fiddle, and I know it a little bit, and this guy plays the way I love. So the fiddle, the guitar, and the mandolin all get to really do things. The banjo never gets to solo. I think the chunk, chunk, chunk sound you hear in the song, I think that's the banjo. Anyway, this is Jerusalem Ridge by Mark O'Connor. Jerusalem Ridge by Mark O'Connor. Next up is from 1967. It's called Windy by a group called The Association. It was their second big hit, went to number one in 1967. And I want you to kind of listen to the style of the music and imagine, could a song like this go to number one today? It just seems too simple, straightforward. And later on, I'm going to play another song that's even less likely to you could see how could it ever get to be number one the way songs compete today. Anyway, this is Wendy by The Association. That was Wendy by The Association. Next comes a little touch of class, I think, for the show. As you may or may not know, I am not a big fan of symphony music. I mean, I don't dislike it, but I don't listen to it myself much, with the one exception of Bach, or anyone that sounds like Bach, I like. So one thing about music, like Bach's music, somebody can take it and completely rearrange it by putting different instruments on the parts and things, and it's still Bach. Every note in there is something he wrote, usually. So this is Lucy Horsch has done that. And this particular piece, she has a something like a recorder or a flute. It's more of a wooden recorder, I think, playing the lead for a while. I'm guessing that Bach didn't write the piece to have that instrument play that. If someone knows Bach's music well enough, let me know. She simply identifies this as Bach, and so it's Lucy Horsch with Bach, and it's 6 minutes, 6.5 minutes long. But I think it really puts some class in the show, and I love it. This is Bach by Lucy Horsch. Thank you. That was Lucy Horsch's group playing Bach music, Johann Sebastian Bach. Next up is the second gospel tune of the evening. We had Will the Circle Be Unbroken, which I think of as gospel. This is I Can't Even Walk Without You Holding My Hand by the Gaithers. And I like to have people sing sometimes just the voice, one voice, a cappella if possible. And then in here, the harmony is just wonderful, beautiful harmony. But they also have a single voice. So it's a great song for listening to the difference between where all the harmony is and where there's a single voice. And each one, I think, is wonderful. So I Can't Even Walk Without You Holding My Hand by the Gaithers.
I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valleys too wide. Down on my knees I've learned how to stand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I thought I had done a lot on my own. Oh, I thought I could make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without you holding, holding my hand.
I Can't Even Walk Without You Holding My Hand by the Gaithers. And coming up now is the first and only wombat of the show. This is, I'm going to recite a poem for you. It's called Skimbleshanks, and it's written by one of the most famous English poets writing in English of the 20th century, T.S. Eliot. And for some strange reason, he wrote a number of poems about cats. And this one is about a cat that essentially is running a railway, a rail line. He's on the train and he is supervising. So this is Skimbleshanks by T.S. Eliot, read by Harry Baya. There's a whisper down the line at 11:39 when the night mail's ready to depart. Saying, Skimble, where is Skimble? Has he gone to hunt the thimble? We must find him or the train can't start. All the guards and all the porters and the station master's daughters, they are searching high and low. Saying, Skimble, where is Skimble? For unless he's very nimble, then the night mail just can't go. At 11:42, then the signal's nearly due, and the passengers are frantic to a man. Then Skimble will appear, and he'll saunter to the rear. He's been busy in the luggage van. He gives one flash of his glass-green eyes, and the signal goes all clear. And we're off at last for the northern part of the northern hemisphere. You may say that by and large it is Skimble who's in charge of the sleeping car express. From the driver and the guards to the bagman playing cards, he will supervise them all, more or less. Down the corridor he paces and he examines all the faces of the travelers in the first and the third. He establishes control by a regular patrol, and he'd know at once if anything occurred. He will watch you without winking, and he sees what you are thinking, and it's certain that he doesn't approve of hilarity and riot, so the folks are very quiet when Skimble is about and on the move. You can play no pranks with Skimbleshanks. He's a cat that cannot be ignored. So nothing goes wrong on the Northern Mail when Skimbleshanks is aboard. Oh, it's very pleasant when you've found your little den with your name written up on the door, and the berth is very neat with a newly folded sheet, and there's not a speck of dust on the floor. There is every sort of light. You can make it dark or bright. There's a handle you can turn to make a breeze. There's a funny little basin you're supposed to watch your face in, and a crank to shut the window if you sneeze. Then the guard looks in politely and will ask you very brightly, do you like your morning tea weak or strong? But Skimble's just behind him, and he was ready to remind him, for Skimble won't let anything go wrong. And when you creep into your cozy berth and pull up the counterpane, you ought to reflect that it's very nice to know that you won't be bothered by mice. You can leave all that to the railway cat, the cat of the railway train. In the watches of the night, he is always fresh and bright. Every now and then, he has a cup of tea, with perhaps a drop of scotch while he's keeping on the watch, only stopping here and there to catch a flea. You were fast asleep at crew, and so you never knew that he was walking up and down the station. You were sleeping all the while he was busy at Carlisle, where he greets the station master with elation. But you saw him at Dumfries, where he speaks to the police, if there's anything they ought to know about. When you get to Galloway Gate, there you go, do not have to wait, for Skimbleshanks will help you to get out. He gives you a wave of his long brown tail, which says, I'll see you again. You'll meet without fail on the midnight mail, the cat of the railway train. You just heard Skimbleshanks, a poem by T.S. Eliot read by Harry Baya. Next up is the song I mentioned earlier that was going to be so simple and just straightforward, easy. It's hard to believe that a song like this could be in the top 10 songs in the U.S. This version is by the Kingston Trio. I think the bigger hit was by the Beach Boys, but this is the one I heard a lot. Sloop John B. And what would happen to a song like this today? I think it'd have a really hard time getting a wide audience. This is the Kingston Trio. Thank you.
the sloop John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau town we did roam, drinking all night.
Drinking all night.
Got into a fight.
Got into a fight.
Well, I feel so break up. I wanna go home.
I want to go home. So
I step the John B. sails. See how the mainsail set. Call for the captain ashore. Let me go home.
Let me go home.
Let me go home.
I want to go.
I wanna go home.
Why don't you let me go home?
Well, I feel so break up. I wanna go home.
I want to go.
First mate, he got drunk, broke up the people's trunk. Constable had to come and take him away. Sheriff Johnstone,
Sheriff Johnstone,
why don't you leave me alone?
Why don't you leave me alone?
Well, I feel so break up. I wanna go home.
I want to go home. So
I stop the John B. sails. See how the mainsail set. Call for the captain ashore. Let me go home.
Let me go home.
Let me go home.
I want to go home.
I want to go home.
Why don't you let me go home?
Well, I feel so break up. I wanna go home.
I want to go home.
Well, the poor cook, he caught the fits. Throw away all of my grits. Then he took and he ate up all of my corn. Let me go home.
I want to go home.
I wanna go home.
Why don't you let me go home?
This is the worst trip since I've been born.
Since I have been born, so now
I step the John B. sails. See how the mainsail set. Call for the captain ashore. Let me go home.
Let me go home.
Let me go home.
I want to go home.
I wanna go home.
Why don't you let me go home?
Well, I feel so break up. I wanna go home.
I want to go home. So now
I step the John B. sails. See how the mainsail set.
Mainsail set.
Call for the captain ashore. Let me go home.
Let me go home.
Let me go home.
I want to go.
I wanna go home.
Why don't you let me go home?
Well, I feel so break up. I wanna go home.
I want to go.
Was the sloop John B. by the Kingston Trio. Next up is a banjo piece by Tim Erickson, obviously an extremely talented banjo player. I'm a banjo player, not an extremely talented one. I'm pretty sure this is Frailing Banjo, and it's not that the tune or anything sounds like a Frailing Banjo tune so much as the fact it has the pulse to it that I associate with Frailing or Clawhammer Banjo. So I like to call, but I'd be curious if someone knows this particular arrangement Tim Erickson's playing and could tell me it's not Frailing Banjo. I'd be interested in hearing that. In any case, I love it. Erickson, Tim Erickson on the banjo.
Thank you.
That was Tim Erickson on the banjo. In my dreams, I'd be able to play the banjo that way. But I can't. Maybe in another lifetime. Hey, I think I'll put in for a dream. You know, hey, listen, subconscious, I know you're listening. So tonight, when I dream, could you have me play that banjo like Tim Erickson did? I'd love to have that in my dream. Well, you guys can have your own dreams out there. Here comes Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. This is a hymn I like a lot. I think I was in a group once that sang it, and it has wonderful harmony. And so I've searched to find a version I like. This is my favorite right now. It's by Jaden Lavick, Come Thou Fount.
Every blessing to my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mountain, fix upon mount of thy. Ebenezer, here by thy great help I've come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. 'Cause Jesus saw me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to rescue me from danger interposed his precious thy goodness like a fetter by my wandering heart to leave. I'm prone to wander, Lord, I fear. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above.
Was Come Thou Fount by Jaden Lavick. And you're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry. It's my chance to play for you special things. Music, I think, is wonderful, and occasionally put in something odd, which I call a wombat. Like tonight, we had the reading of Skimble Shanks, the railway cat, and that's definitely a wombat. And the next song is almost strange enough to be a wombat. It's Dolly Parton singing Mule Skinner Blues. Big change of mood from Come Thou Fount. Dolly Parton.
Thank you.
That was Dolly Parton singing Mule Skinner Blues. And now another change of ambience. The next is This Not the Land of Beulah by the Isaacs.
I am dwelling on the mountain where the or a land whose wondrous beauty far exceeds my fondest dreams, where the air is pure feral, they are blooming by the fountain, neath the amaranthine bough. I can see far down the mountain where often hindered on my journey by the ghost of doubts and fears, broken vows and disappointments thickly is not
That was Is Not This the Land of Beulah by the Isaacs. Next up is a song called Psalm 19 by Sounds Like Rain, and I've fallen in love with it. I just heard it just this week, and when I fall in love with a song, I learn it. I learn to sing it. I never perform it, but I'll be doing this one. Psalm 19 by Sound Like Rain.
The soul, the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honey. Statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Let the words of of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, also then honey and the honeycomb. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than
That was Psalm 19, P-S-A-L-M, Psalm, like in the Bible, sung by a group called Sounds Like Rain. And the last song on the show today is Rise Up, O Men of God, by the Heart and Voice Men's Choir. And I got hooked on the harmony again. They'll get me every time. This is Rise Up, O Men of God.
Rise up, O men.
The Heart and Voice Men's Choir. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. And now it's time to close the show, and I have audience participation time where you get to join me. It's right now. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.